I'm Brad Fornago, Hot Talk, 93.9 The Eagle.
Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle, broadcasting live from the Zimmer Radio Group World Headquarters. This is Wake Up Columbia.
Wake up, Columbia. It's time to start your day. Wake up, Columbia. Hot Talk is on the way. Wake up, Columbia. To hear the latest news. Wake up, Columbia. To Brandon Rother and the Eagle Club.
Here's the host of the show, Brandon Rathert.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
My gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Oh, that thing, dude.
That's not LNS, though, is it?
It's not. It is the LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like
look at that thing.
It's rotating.
That's some communication from some Air Force fighter pilots several years ago. Oh, saying, and you heard the one pilot. I like this is how pilots talk. He said, bro. Did you hear that? Yeah. Like, bro, what is that? So it's two pilots, and they see something. They cannot figure out what it is. And it's not the first time that people within the military, we've been saying for years, I think I saw a UFO. Now, remember, the definition of UFO is unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, I mean, people have been saying it for years. I think the craziest thing is that now our government is like, yeah, it's not a question of are there UFOs or are there not UFOs? They're definitely UFOs. The question is, what are they? Who are they? Where'd they come from?
So it's kind of like, hey, you know, the last 70, 80 years, forget about it. I want to bring in Richard Lawrence, a guy is an expert on UFOs. But what I find more interesting recently, and Richard, I want to ask you this, welcome into the show, is it seems like, kind of like Stephanie was saying, is recently the government's like, yeah, okay, you got us. Is there a reason that the government is kind of changing their stance on UFOs?
Well, I'm phoning from London, actually, but you know where it's all happening government-wise is, of course, where you are in America. And Donald Trump, of course, put into his bill, his COVID relief financial bill, I think in December, one of the last of his acts as president, a requirement for the Pentagon to release all they know within 6 months about UFOs, or what they now call, they've renamed them UAPs, as a matter of fact, unidentified aerial phenomena. I think that's just to confuse everyone.
Yep, it's rebranding. We've reimagined what we're called. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, their deadline is up next month. And so in the meantime, there's been a flurry of people, not only in America, actually. You've had the former head of intelligence in Israel revealing that they've known for a long time that extraterrestrials exist, that they have a federation, that the government's known about this. You've had it in Britain with a former Ministry of Defense person who's come out and said he was told for sure that one of the photographs there came from extraterrestrial sources or aliens. And now everyone's, I mean, it's on the news all the time. Mm-hmm. I think one of the good things, though, I'd say, just by taking up what you two were talking about there, is that the stigma, there used to be this stigma, you know, against people who talked about it, like you're mad, this is ludicrous, and you were mocked for it.
Yeah.
I think that's going, if it hasn't already gone. And, you know, and I speak as the secretary of the oldest international UFO organization. The Aetherius Society, and before my time, the Society was publishing this sort of information in the 1950s. So there's nothing new to us.
All right. By the way, our guest is Richard Lawrence. I guess he's written some books on UFOs. Big topic of discussion this morning, though, as it seems to be. By the way, one of the books he has written, UFOs and the Extraterrestrial Message, and actually a lot of news organizations worldwide do rely on him for his knowledge regarding unidentified flying objects. He's joining us here on Wake Up Columbia. Stephanie, Brad, Hannah, I am Brandon.
So I guess I've seen lately kind of like three possible explanations for these unidentified flying objects. One, that it's the U.S., that we're testing some sort of something and it belongs to us. Second, that it's, you know, China or some a different country, but here on Earth testing some sort of flying thing that we're not sure what that is. And then third, that it is some type of, you know, little green men or aliens or something, right? So are you solidly then...
Please don't use that cliche.
I know, right? But those are kind of like broadly the three things. Now, you're saying that you think it is extraterrestrial. You're in camp three, even if you're not in little green men camp. You're in camp that it, whatever it is, it's not earthly.
Yes, and I think, you know, we have our first astronaut here, Dr. Helen Sharman, just to name one person, has just come out at the beginning of last year and said we've got to open our eyes to the idea of life that could be invisible to us. I mean, it's a whole different way of looking at these things. And, of course, coming up with your first two points, America or China, or you can throw Russia in if you want, I mean, it's been absolutely ruled out by people from the Pentagon and elsewhere. The capacity, that, for example, the footage, which it's on my website, richardlawrence.co.uk, but it can be seen on all over the internet, the Navy footage that's now been released and confirmed by the U.S. Navy, the capabilities of the craft, the speeds they were able to achieve, and the overcoming of gravity, the going into water and traveling at 100 knots underwater, all these sort of things are way beyond the capacity, according to ex-Pentagon officials, of anything in the American inventory or China or anywhere else on Earth. They can even, you know, perform acts of invisibility and then reappearing again, which is like something out of Star Trek. No, it's not from this Earth. These are craft from other worlds. And I think your questions, Stephanie, I think is your name, were very good. You know, why are they here? Who are they? What is their message? You know, are they friendly? Because I think the next thing we should stand by for is an attempt to cause fear by governments. I would predict that might well happen. But obviously, well, to me, they're obviously friendly. Sorry.
Yeah, and that was kind of my next question is, what I've been hearing is, you know, these things have been seen for the last 40 years. So if they were, for whatever reason, angry or they were going to attack us, they kind of would have done it by now. So are they just watching? Are they just observing us or plotting
something? Yeah, I mean, I think, put simply, I mean, Dr. King, who I worked for and I co-authored his last book in his lifetime anyway, that's Contacts with the Gods from Space. He claimed contact. I fully believe he had contact. He was told in the 1950s, never mind up to he lived into the 1990s, that, you know, if we were hostile, you wouldn't exist. I mean, these craft have capacity they wouldn't need. They wouldn't have any problem, you know, with our armies, our weaponry, our defense systems at all if they were hostile. They're clearly friendly. But I do think you're right. I do think there's going to be an attempt now by some people to make out there that they're not. The trouble with that, though, is then the Pentagon and other governments are going to look really, really incompetent, because if they are hostile, knowing what they've known for all these decades, they should have done something about it a long time ago and prepared us much better than they have.
Richard Lawrence, and that's what I want to ask you. Kind of, so the government, because of Trump's doing, said, listen, anything you got on UFOs, unidentified flying objects, you're going to have to start cutting loose with this stuff. We're seeing more and more. I have a collection of stories, one of them headlined, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, it's a matter of where. So from your mind, they're in London this morning. By the way, thank you for calling us and paying for the phone call. We're very appreciative.
Pleasure, Brandon.
How do you think, I mean, how does our government, I mean, what do they say? They just, yeah, you got us. I mean, I'm kind of wondering what the messaging would be. What would be your opinion on that?
I think they're in an absolute corner now. I think they've been caught unawares. You know, that was a bit of a trump card, if I could use a cliche there. and really, they're in a corner because they, and what they are doing is trying to feed out now things that they've had for a long time and sort of prepare people. Certain ex-officials who haven't said much to now, there's one over in the UK, as I mentioned, former Ministry of Defence official, someone I was in touch with from his first day in the Ministry of Defence. And I asked him, do you believe in UFOs? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, you will. And he does, and that's now his career. Allegedly, there are some who believe he's still working for the British government, and that's their way of getting this out. But I don't think there's an easy way for them to do it, because, as I say, either they've certainly lied to us. That's absolutely known, and I don't think it's even disputed by the Pentagon anymore.
Right. Hey, Richard,
you're... British government.
Do people overseas, do they think that our government lies to us?
For sure.
I'm kidding, Richard.
You know, it's funny you ask that, Brad, yeah. Because back in the 80s, when I was first campaigning on this, and really trying, and particularly in Britain, and I said things like that, you know, you were regarded as a bit of a paranoid nutter, but just, if I can use the word nutter, I don't know anymore, but you were accused of that for even suggesting that governments lied. Now, if I went out and said, by the way, governments tell the truth, I'd be accused of needing help. You know, there's a complete change. No one believes a word governments say anymore.
Richard, I'll tell you my opinion on UFOs is I don't believe in them. I don't think they exist. You know why? Because I haven't seen one. Now, people used to say, I used to tell people all the time, yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. I had an honest to goodness prolonged experience with a ghost, a story I tell to this day. That's been almost 15 years ago.
How do you know that it was a ghost now and not an alien if aliens are invisible, can be invisible?
Could have been. Richard, I'd love to sit here and chat with you all morning.
Just let me take you before we finish. I mean, you don't believe in them because you haven't seen one. But Brandon, there's lots of things you believe in that you haven't seen. There's lots of things you believe in.
I've never seen electricity.
Have you seen the pyramids of Giza?
No.
Have you been there?
No.
Do you believe in them?
No.
You don't believe in the pyramids of Giza?
I mean, yes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to play along here. Richard, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I'm going to ask, since you're actually paying for this phone call from London this morning, can you hang out for just a few more minutes?
Gosh, that sounds so mean. That really sounded bad.
Well, I'm running late.
I will hang on because I'm generous.
All right. Okay? Well, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and we'll have more with Richard Lawrence talking about the government and how they're going to, I guess, the framing of unidentified flying objects. Plus, we're going to do What's Hot with Hannah today, which might be UFOs and the way the government is handling the message.
Huh.
Or we'll see what happens. It's coming up 7:25-ish on Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle at 93.9theeagle.com. Good morning.
Came out of the sky, man, and just a little shout from Moline.
Wake Up Columbia, the show for Zoomers and Boomers and everyone in between. Hot Talk 93.9 The Eagle.
Reason number 28 why Hannah the producer is so cool. Like she's saying, hey, you can go ahead and skip Hannah the producer. Richard Lawrence is pretty cool. Reason number 28. Don't ask me about reason number 29 as to why she's so cool. Welcome into Wake Up Columbia. It's Hannah the producer.
Good morning.
What's the weird look for?
That didn't sound right.
Why do you always have to... You make everything just so... Stephanie Bell's here.
Good morning.
My name is Brandon Rather. Well, welcome into the show. We've held them over. Hannah is, she's allowed us to delay What's Hot with Hannah today. Usually we do it right about now. Richard Lawrence wanted to ask him about the government's messaging. Now, before Trump left the office, he said, listen, if you got stuff on UFOs, you need to come out with it. Government releasing more and more info, and it seems more likely that unidentified flying objects are out there. Richard Lawrence is in London this morning. He's written several books. He's been covering this for years, UFOs and the extraterrestrial message. And I did want to cover more of, the government's framing of this, but I'm beyond that now. We've only got about 2 minutes here, Richard. So you had one more question for him?
Yeah, so what's coming? What has the government released so far that you found surprising or new in your research? And are you expecting anything in this next? You said they have, a month or two more to release more documents?
Yes. I mean, their deadline, I think, is June the 24th. 1st, I believe. So, well, certainly towards the end of June, and some people say it might be postponed. I mean, one person who's come out a lot over there is Senator Marco Rubio, possibly for defense reasons. I think he's a senator, I think, on your defense committee there. But he is wanting to break down the stigma, and he says it might be delayed. But they're meant to bring it out. I think some of the interesting things have been the capabilities of these crafts. Something actually that I wrote about with Dr. George King in 1996, we said it then and in print and published it in Contacts with the Gods from Space, their power, their control of gravity, their ability to move into invisibility and out of it again. Some of these scientific aspects which are foreign to us, they're the thing of theoretical physics, really, and they seem to be making that a reality. You know, in terms of what they will bring out, as I mentioned earlier, I think they're in a bit of what we say over here, a cleft stick. They've got a problem, because if they really come out, they're going to show how much they've lied, and I do use that word advisedly, lied, and not just America. Let me say that. Yeah. Britain too, Russia too. Russia came out a lot under Gorbachev. I could talk a lot about the various things that happened. We've had some revelations here because the Queen's husband, I don't know if that hit the news there, recently passed on, and he had a lot of contacts with the UFO material.
Hey, Richard, I'm not being rude. We have to go here because I've got to get into Fox News. They're going to get us updated with what's happening in Israel. I have one question, if you could answer in 10 seconds. Do you, in your mind, since you are in London, how does the world see the United States of America with our new president? I mean, what's the image?
Your new president, you know, I can't speak for Britain, but I think probably not nearly as much interest in him as there was in your last president. And that's on both sides, those who liked him and those who disliked him.
All right, Richard Lawrence, live from London. Check out one of his books. He's got a website. Just search Richard Lawrence. Thank you so much for your time this morning, man. We appreciate
you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
We got to have this guy back on again sometime soon.